Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. The letters of Abigail and John Adams. Abigail Adams was the wife of John Adams, the second president of the United States. In the 1700s, women were not allowed to vote, but John viewed his wife as an equal. While John was involved in national politics, Abigail mainly looked after their farm, so they spent a lot of time apart. Over the course of their marriage, they exchanged more than 1,000 letters. In her letters, Abigail offered advice to her husband and told him what was going on in local politics where she lived. She also wrote about the need to improve women's rights and about her opposition to slavery. Other presidents and their wives also exchanged letters, but most of them have been lost. Abigail and John Adams saved their letters, increasing our knowledge of the life and politics of an important era in American history.
Questions. Number 13. What do we learn about Abigail and John Adams? Number 14. Why are Abigail and John's letters important?
B. Taxi colors. Yellow was chosen as a color for some American taxis so they could be seen easily by people needing a ride. Researchers in Singapore think the color yellow may offer other benefits. The researchers compared accident rates for blue and yellow taxis and found that yellow taxis are less likely to be involved in a crash with another vehicle. After confirming that other factors were not involved, the researchers decided that color is the most likely explanation. The researchers analyzed crash data for taxis of both colors in daylight, at night with streetlights on, and at night where there were no streetlights. The biggest difference in crash rates was under streetlights at night. Because yellow cars are easier to see against the background, this probably makes them safer. The researchers now plan to explore whether this pattern applies to other vehicles such as school buses, as they look to improve public safety.
Questions. Number 15. What was discovered about taxis in Singapore? Number 16. What do the researchers plan to do?
C. MOOCs. The early 2010s saw an interesting shift in the world of higher education. This change was due to the increased popularity of massive open online courses, or MOOCs. Unlike many university programs, most MOOCs are short courses that focus on a specific skill or area. The main emphasis is employability. Many people take MOOCs to gain knowledge in a certain field so they can advance their career. Access to course content is often free, but students may have to pay for testing. When MOOCs were first introduced, many people thought they would soon replace traditional university offerings. While MOOCs have not done this, they have had an impact on higher education. Now, many universities offer MOOCs in addition to their classroom-based courses. Also, universities that offer MOOCs have seen greater student numbers both on campus and online.
Questions. Number 17. What is the main focus of most MOOCs? Number 18. What is one thing we learn about MOOCs? D. Genes and taste. Genetics plays an important role in people's food preferences. Certain genes can affect people's sensitivity to sweet, sour, and bitter foods. So-called bitter genes, for example, make people sensitive to bitter foods. It is thought that these genes developed in early humans to help people detect poisons and prevent them from eating potentially dangerous plants. These genes can still be found in people who dislike bitter green vegetables. Manufacturers already produce food items with flavors that vary from mild to strong, such as coffee and chocolate. In the future, manufacturers may be able to develop foods that can be altered to suit people's genetic dietary needs. Although more research is required to see how genes affect people's preferences, such products could help people in weight loss programs, for example, and they may even be effective in helping prevent disease.
Questions. Number 19. Why did bitter genes likely develop? Number 20. What might some food manufacturers do in the future?
E. Waste not, want not. In recent years, alternative recycling services have been helping companies find uses for materials or products that would otherwise be thrown away. For example, some websites allow environmentally minded companies to list their waste materials. Other companies that want those materials can then purchase them or receive them as donations. For example, a pottery manufacturer may be able to find construction companies that could use its waste products as building material for roads. The idea of using unneeded materials or products for an entirely different purpose also appeals to manufacturers of commercial goods. One British company, for instance, has managed to convert old parachutes and firefighting equipment into luxury bags and other accessories. The company's products give customers a sense of pride by allowing them to play a role in conserving resources and reducing waste.
Questions. Number 21. What is one way that alternative recycling services help companies? Number 22. What do we learn about the British company's products?
F. High Brazil. Some maps of the British Isles from the 1300s to the 1800s show a small circular piece of land off the coast of Ireland named High Brazil. According to legend, High Brazil was usually hidden by a magical mist, and the island could only be seen once every 7 years when the mist briefly disappeared. When searches for High Brazil were launched, however, people found nothing, and it gradually became clear the island did not exist. Some researchers suspect the legend is based on a piece of land that could have been visible during a past ice age when sea levels were much lower. The area of seabed known today as Porcupine Bank was likely above the water back then. This may have eventually led to the High Brazil legend, which was passed down by local people for thousands of years.
Questions. Number 23. According to legend, what is true of High Brazil? Number 24. What do some researchers believe about High Brazil?